podcast with your hosts, John and Bronnie Harris. We are so glad you guys have taken time to join us today. I hope your week is going well. So, Bronnie, welcome to the podcast. Come on in here with me.
All right.
And welcome, everybody. We are in our second week of talking about love languages, and so that's where we're going to kind of jump off into today. And for the next several weeks, what we're going to do is we're going to take the time to kind of walk through. We may take an episode, or I'm not sure, but with the five love languages, words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, physical touch, and act of service, what we decided to do is that we were going to take a little bit of opportunity each week to just talk about a particular love language in general.
So, yeah, we're just going to kind of break those love languages down and kind of give you an understanding, or our understanding, of what they are and what they are not, and some examples of ways for you to love your spouse through that particular love language.
So today we're going to jump off into one that is the most difficult one for Bronnie and I, because it's the lowest of the five for me, and I think it's four out of five for Bronnie, and that's acts of service, which means serving each other, or that the idea of serving that ranks pretty low for Bronnie and I. So we just felt like we would jump off into that first, and I think the best way to start that is to explain what this is not. Ronnie, can you talk a little bit about what, and we also will say this about each one of these love languages that we talk about, that we are giving you some of our opinions in of this too, so you can kind of weed through that yourself of how you feel. But Ronnie, what do you in particular see that acts of service is not?
Well, so as John and I were talking through acts of service, I think one of the main things that people can get really confused on is how acts of service can be, it can be doing chores around the house, but it also can not be doing chores around the house. So I was expressing to John that, you know, we're all adults, and if you as an adult, make a mess, you just clean up after yourself. That should be just a general rule of being a mature adult. And, you know, there's a toilet brush beside the toilet. There's a sink with running water. Clean your dishes. You know, those kind of things, no adult should expect another person to come up behind them and clean up. So to me, when you clean up after yourself, that is not an act of service to your spouse. That's just being a mature adult and being a decent human.
Adult, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, don't come out of the kitchen and say, "Oh, I put my dish from dinner in the dishwasher. Aren't you so proud of me?" Mm-hmm. You know, that's just stupid. You just clean up after yourself. So that is not an act of service. That's an act of being an adult. Also, I think, you know, if there's a task that you typically do around the house, you know, maybe it's something that you've always done, and maybe at this point your spouse takes it for granted. But don't all of a sudden, after you listen to this podcast or after you read the book about love languages, don't take out the trash after you've been taking out the trash for 15 years in your marriage and come in and say, "Oh, did you see I took out the trash? I'm showing you I love you." Okay, that's not how this works. So yeah, it's not doing your normal task, and it's not cleaning up after yourself. Okay.
Or keeping your own kids.
Yeah. But I mean, hello, I've heard people say, you know, I've got to babysit. That's not babysitting. That's called being a parent. So, you know, those things, you just, that's just life. That's part of being in a partnership. That's part of cohabitating with somebody and, you know, grow up.
Yeah. So now, again, we're going to encourage you to go to download the app, the Love Nudge. That's a good thing for you and your spouse to have on your phones, kind of work in partnership. It'll kind of help you find another way to kind of communicate, especially through love languages, and get a better understanding of those. And as you take that assessment, it's going to kind of give you some results to kind of give you an understanding of yourself, of how you, and it won't be too surprising for you. You'll have understood it kind of as you see the results. But
also I think, John, you can take clues from your spouse, just the way that they're living. You know, if your spouse is the kind of person who tends to just do things around the house or for you, things that you typically do, they do them for you without being asked, or they really prioritize, you know, helping you in practical ways, or they really show a lot of appreciation when you do something out of the way or special, or just think of them in some special way, and they're showing a lot of appreciation. Those are all signs that your partner is probably an acts of service love language speaker.
Yeah, and what I wanted to say there was, as you take that assessment and wherever acts of service ranks in there, whatever the deal is, like we're talking to you today, both coming from the aspect of this being our least, one of our least recognized love languages. What I want to say to you is, even though it may rank low for you as well, let me encourage you to not shy away from acts of service, or to look into that being something that you could accentuate.
Absolutely.
That just means you're going to have to work. I say this a lot, I hope you kind of understand it. I think stagnant marriages are stagnant because they're filled with stagnant people. I just think we ought to always be growing. We all ought to be finding ways to grow who we are. And thankful that Jesus loves us as we are, thankful that he died on the cross for us just as we are, and we get to come to him just as we are. But I really do think that we ought to be trying to improve ourselves. And
absolutely,
this is just an area that you can improve on, how to love someone and how to receive love.
Well, and John and I were talking a while ago about how, you know, these are all languages of love. And you should be practicing all of them, whether it's your primary love language or your spouse's primary love language. It is a language of love. So you should definitely be serving your partner, whether it's something that they fully appreciate or not. You know, that's just something that you should be doing.
And honestly, with it being a lower love language for you, it's really going to cause you to... it's really going to cause you to try harder. You know, for me, words of affirmation is not really hard for me to just kind of look at Bronya and say something. Now, that's a little lower on Bronya's love languages, but it's easy for me because that's how I understand, appreciate, and show love. So with acts of service, it's really going to cause me to kind of think. So, Bronya, a while ago we talked about what it's not. Now, you know, there are some chores, but the ones that, like, you know, like I take out the trash here, and so that's not really me showing you love. That's just me kind of doing some of the roles that we've sort of established as for us, who we are. But we talked about what they're not. But let's talk a little bit about what they are. And now here's another thing about these love languages. Sometimes, and we're going to kind of close here in just a few minutes, and kind of walk through some lists. You can Google this stuff just like we've done. Bronya has brought some great information to the table for this one. But you can Google, and as you read through the different lists of items of things that you can do, I think there are some spots where the lines get blurred between the different love languages. So kind of understand that. But Bronya, as we're thinking about what they are.
Yeah.
What was that quote that you had?
Well, I definitely think that people who their primary love language is acts of service, these would be your actions speak louder than words kind of people. You can say, I love you to somebody. You can look them straight in the eyes and say, I love you. But if you're sitting on your hiney not doing anything, and they're doing all the household chores, they're doing all the family errands, they're getting the kids put to bed, they're making all the family appointments, you know, you can sit in your lazy boy and say, I love you. But when you get up and you help and you do, that's how that person is going to feel valued. And so I think it's the actions speak louder than words. That's the main thing here.
Yeah. And Bronnie, wouldn't you just agree that like it's like trying to put on the hat or role of the other person and thinking of them and how you could just generally make their life easier. Bronya hates to fill the car with gas. That's just one of the things that she detests to do. And so that's
an act of service that I appreciate. And when you fill my car up, I'm like, oh, he loves me.
I do. And after the longest time, I just thought they sold gas to guys. I didn't think they sold gas to ladies. But either way, so that's just one I've taken on. I know she just detests and she hates to do. So I try to do that. But, you know, I can fill the car with gas and I can take out trash and I can do some of those things that, you know, I'm kind of grown accustomed to doing. But, you know, if I walk through the home and I know there are things here that are generally Bronya's task that Bronya has done through the years that she just has naturally done. But if I continue to walk by those things and they're undone and I know that, you know, Bronya, and this is just kind of a window into our life. Me and Bronya have a little side hustle that we do together. Bronya's also the pre-K director at our church, and she's also the church secretary, and so there's a lot of things, a lot of different hats that Bronya has on, and those can kind of be sometimes a little overwhelming. And so, you know, if I see there are weeks where those things are there, I try to do all that I can to see what small task that may be hers, generally, just try to run through and do those things or find a way to add them in or incorporate them into my day or that week.
And although that's not my primary love language, in those moments when it's a hectic, busy week and you pick up those extra chores or you do whatever needs to be done, which again, I go back to that's just cohabitating with people, just getting things done. But when it's a super busy week and I see you, you know, going out of your way to try to make my life easier, even though that's not my primary love language, in that moment, it shoots way up to the top because I really appreciate it. And that goes back to what I said earlier, that they're all love languages and you should be loving in all of these ways, even if you don't really know how and you have to work really hard to do it. I also wanted to say that I feel like acts of service, it doesn't have to be grand gestures. It's just doing those little everyday luxuries, that extra little thing that you see that you can do for them to make their life easier, gestures that cater to your partner's needs. You have to focus in on those little things. You have to listen to your partner. I think you could easily miss the mark. Like, you could spend a lot of time and a lot of effort doing something that your partner doesn't really need you to do because maybe they like doing it or it's not that big a deal. You could also very easily, you know, and trying to do something that you think what your partner would love or appreciate, just make a bigger mess of things. So listening is key.
Yeah.
I mean, listening is key in a relationship, period. But with this particular love language, you've got to listen.
Yep. And see, like Bronya did, one of my favorite is she made some Rice Krispie treats for me last week because I'm one of the things that you've put in our show notes here, Bronya, about different things is like fix them their favorite meal or cook a treat. And Bronya makes the best Rice Krispie treats of anybody in the world. And those are that's my absolute favorite. So making a favorite meal. So I'm just going to kind of walk through some of the ones that you've sent. And again, there are maybe some lines that are blurred in some of these, but I surprised them at work with their favorite coffee drink. Get an oil change in their car, make a special dessert, Rice Krispie treats, have dinner ready when they get home, or, you know, just taking care of that. And it could be, you know, picking up a family dinner box or whatever and just, you know, telling your spouse, hey, when we get home tonight, let's just rest. Let's, you know, we've taken care of it. Doesn't mean necessarily that you have to do those things, but kind of take care of those things. Put a love note in their lunch.
Make their lunch.
Yeah. And again, you know, you could say, well, that is like words of affirmation. Yeah, it could be, but you're making an act out of this, and you're doing that. So,
well, here's one that I love that my honey does for me. Well, not necessarily this particular thing, but on this list it says to warm a towel in the dryer for your partner when they get out of the shower. My honey, he has done that before. He's done it lots of times for our granddaughters when they're taking a bath over here. But if I ever say the word, I'm cold, he hops up and he runs and puts my throw blanket in the dryer and gets it bundles me up. That's an act of service on a cold winter night that this girl loves. What about doing errands for them?
Yeah, I mean, that is, that can be a part, you know, of just understanding, hey, I'm going to town. Is there anything I need to get while I'm there, or a thought? You know, I think that's important. I think just the best way to look at it is to try to put yourself in the other person's shoes for a moment and think, how can I express to them through actions that I love them and that will in somehow, some way make their life easier for a moment? And you don't necessarily have to take a selfie of it and place it on Facebook for everybody in the world to see.
No, please don't.
And, you know, because I'm not really sure how genuine that is, but it's just something between you and that person, and you're expressing that that you love them. I think you had read a note yesterday about, I was going to get you to read, and I forget about the note that you read about acts of service, but I thought it was a really good quote.
I also read this, and I thought this was a really great way to look at it, is that acts of service, it can't be about what you wish to do for your partner, but rather it's got to be about what your partner values. So you can have some kind of gesture built up in your mind that you're going to do for your spouse, and think, oh my goodness, they're going to be thrilled, their love tank's going to get full when I do this. But you know what? You haven't really been listening to your partner, and they don't really value that, you know, so it can't be about you and what you want to do and what you want. It's got to be about what they value and what's going to bring them that feeling of being cared for.
So, guys, that's acts of service. And let me challenge you. Like I said, I don't know that we'll take all five and do one each one. We probably will, maybe. But I want to challenge you to, if you're listening to this and you're walking with us through this particular series of thoughts on love languages, let me challenge you this week to find an avenue or find a way that you can serve your spouse in a way that will make their life easier and feel appreciated and loved. And just take that, whether it's, you know, again, whether it's your love language or not. I kind of look at this like spiritual gifts, you know, since we're all believers as well, you know, not everybody's going to have the spiritual gift of love language, spiritual gift of evangelism, yet it's all of our responsibility to share the gospel. So with that in mind, let me challenge you to go out and find a way to serve your significant other through an act of service. Find something that you can do that will make their life easier.
And pay attention to them a little bit closer this week and see, you know, if you can figure out, is this my partner's love language? And, you know, this may be something that is very important for you to understand, because it may very well be the way that your partner perceives how they're loved and cared for by you.
And if you want scriptural understanding of this, I think the best example of this you find from our example, which is Jesus Christ, and pretty much the central verse of the book of Mark would be chapter 10, verses 43 through 45, where Jesus says this: on the contrary, whoever wants to be great among you will be a servant, and whoever wants to be first among you will be a slave to all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So there's a spiritual, scriptural understanding of acts of service and how it reflects love to someone else. So, well, Bryony, I believe that's about it. We've talked about that one love language that is a little tough for us. And so we'll walk into another one next week. But again, take that challenge up this week and serve your spouse. And I hope you guys are falling deeper and deeper in love with each other.
Yes.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Happy Healthy Home podcast.
And if there's something in here that you're enjoying, please share this with your friends and family. We would love to be able to share with as many people as we can.
Yeah. Guys, God bless you. I'm going to pray for us. I pray that you'll have a great week. So let's jump into prayer and then we'll kind of dance our way out of this. So let's pray. Father, we're grateful for all that we have in you. And Father, I pray for each couple that is getting the opportunity to tune in and be a part of our podcast family. God, I just pray that you'll bless them. Father, we're walking through love languages and we know that all love is from you, as 1 John tells us. And so, Father, I pray that you'll help us to grow in our love for each other. And even in parts of love that is hard or tough for us to do, Father, help us to grow. Help us to show your love to our spouse. And, Father, I just pray you protect our homes. And so, Father, I pray for each husband, wife, marriage that is coming in contact with this podcast. Father, I pray that you will just protect their love and protect their family. We're grateful for this opportunity. We ask you to bless this podcast, this episode in particular. And Father, we're grateful for all that we have in you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the cross. And thank you for loving us and serving us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Brian, I love you, doll. And let's walk on out of here, guys. We love you. Thank you guys for tuning in.